Hello, eco-friendly viewers, and welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home. Approximately 80% or more of global warming is caused by factory farming and meat consumption, and is the most serious issue facing our planet. The meat production cycle produces massive amounts of methane and other dangerous greenhouse gases, and thus causes great damage to the environment. Some results of climate change that we are currently seeing include rapidly disappearing plant and animal species, frequent natural disasters such as storms, floods, and wildfires, and serious water shortages. Today's program features Mr. Nikolai Fuchs of Germany, who currently heads Demeter International's office Brussels, and is the leader of the agricultural section at the Gethinum, Switzerland. Mr. Fuchs recently gave a talk in Formosa or Taiwan entitled Nature Conservation from the Point of View of Climate Change, which was sponsored by the spiritual group Universe Love Light. During his visit to Asia, he graciously agreed to speak to Supreme Master Television about global warming and its immensely negative influence on our planet. We will present excerpts from both Mr. Fuchs' lecture and interview so as to give viewers a broad perspective on his ideas. Mr. Fuchs begins by discussing global warming's huge impact on animals and how humans can help their fellow beings adapt to changing climatic conditions, such as helping them move to new areas where they may continue to thrive.
Through climate change, the environment itself changes too quickly. Already today we have intervened in the ecosystems and have to prepare them to be capable to with this climate change. And one measure is to bring species from a region we discovered to be similar what we think our ecosystem will be in the future, and bring species already into our ecosystem so that these species can adopt. Animals already react to the climate change. Some species are going to leave this region, new ones are to come. And to organize that a bit better, so that it's not only taking place by chance, I think it's worthwhile to study ecotypes. So look for species which have a similar task in another ecosystem. For example, we in Europe, we have a specific bird that digs specific seeds of trees into the ground, hoping to remember in the winter when it's cold, and so then it digs it up again, and it forgets about a lot of them, and so it spreads the seed. That is an ecosystem function. And we have to look now what sort of functions we will need in future, and which species would be the right ones to serve that. And then we can perhaps help such species to take a new home here, for example. The experience is that animals move away from the equatorial regions to the poles of the Earth. And some are more flexible, and other species, they are out of some reason can't move so quickly. And so my idea is that we think about corridors where species can, without being harmed or hindered, make this move. For example, in Middle Europe, the old Iron Curtain border between the communistic and capitalistic system, this border was decided to be a green belt in Europe, and it's from the north to the from the south to the north, and species can travel there.
Mr. Fuchs elaborates on this concept in his lecture, suggesting that besides moving endangered species, humankind may be able to recreate ecosystems in new places by observing the functions of species to determine if they may fit into different environments.
The last 150 years, the whole period of industrialization, already had a strong impact on biodiversity. And during that period, we were well advised to conserve nature in specific regions, because the regional, local and indigenous species, they could best adapt to the pressure of industrialization, because they were able to live with the climatical and regional conditions that are there. Now, this strategy comes to an end. Well, not completely, but we have to adopt it to the new conditions through climate change. And the reason is the following. The most endangered species on the world are mainly specialists. So these species, they have a very special regional and local conditions, what soil is concerned, climate is concerned, and biodiversity is concerned. In the past we said, best humans keep out of nature conservative areas, because humans did destabilize the specific conditions the endangered species needed. Today, I think we have no other chance, if we want to keep our natural habitat, than to interfere into it as humans. And the big question is how to do that. So we have to think more in ecotypes of species than in species. Ecosystems over the world are pretty similar in their structure. In every ecosystem, there are species with specific functions. So we have to look more on the functions than on the species. And we might even think in ecosystems and even transport or transfer ecosystems to a new region. But that needs lots of knowledge and even wisdom to do that. We can select specific seeds and even work with the seeds and breed them, for example. We need to become experts in knowing the ecosystems by heart.
When we return, Nikolai Fuchs will further discuss ecosystem and biodiversity preservation and how our choices as individuals can mitigate global warming. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Climate change, and we have to take the responsibility for it. Especially farmers and foresters experience it already every day. And so one thing is clear, we have to do everything to stop climate change. So besides doing everything to stop it, we have to adapt to it.
Welcome back to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring Mr. Nikolai Fuchs, who recently gave a presentation in Formosa or Taiwan entitled Nature Conservation from the Point of View of Climate Change. The lecture was sponsored by the spiritual group Universe Love Light. While in Formosa or Taiwan, Mr. Fuchs took time from his busy schedule to speak with Supreme Master Television about climate change. Mr. Fuchs next discusses water conservation in the context of the severe weather patterns now being seen around the world due to global warming.
The biggest issues we have in the future is drought and flood. It's water and dryness. So we have to think about water harvesting and storing.
Nikolai Fuchs expanded on this point in his interview.
Firstly, we have to look on the water, because we have a strong bipolarity between dryness and water. The weather extremes become more to the one or to the other. So I would start with the water. I would start with building ponds to hold it back, make water harvesting, or digging ditches into regions where the water is scarcity, for example.
For dry areas, organic matter is key to retaining sufficient water resources within the soil.
That is the most important message, because organic matter enhances the ability of soil to keep the water. So you might bring it directly wherever you have it, or you may compost heaps and bring this to specific places. But to the organic matter content of the soil helps the soil to keep the water. You have to close the roofs so that the shadow of the forest is kept. So then you can keep the humidity. And to enhance that, it is very advisable to do it in several layers, So you have a top layer of the biggest trees, and then you have a medium layer, for example, and then you have a low layer of herbs and whatsoever. If you plant it like this, then you have an optimate climate in the forest or in the ecosystem you want to conserve. But most important, keep the roof closed. Because animals, they are the decompositors of nature. So all the dying leaves and tree trunks and so whatsoever, they are all decomposited by animals. The animals do this, have this role in the whole ecosystem cycle. So animals help to bring back organic plant material into the soil, like the earthworm. He builds up humus. That is the most valuable stuff to keep water or for carbon sequestration. So animals play an important role, and we have to manage it that they can play this role.
Organic matter is generated differently depending on the overall temperature of the environment. Nikolai Fuchs suggests that, as our planet warms, one adaptation strategy might be for humans to help in the process of creating organic matter to benefit an ecosystem.
For example, in tropical forests, most of the biomass is above the soil. In more temperate climates, most of the biomass is in the soil and not above the soil. We might have to think about even composting processes in forests. And we might even have to think about importing organic substance into drier regions of forests.
Mr. Fuchs next discusses the relationship between a meat-free diet and the heating of our planet.
The more vegetarian, the better for the climate. That's for sure. Less meat brings less greenhouse gas emissions to the atmosphere because, on the one hand, the animals themselves emit gases. For instance, the ruminants, they emit methane. Methane is 23 times more climate relevant than CO2. And at the same time, the food which is grown for the animals, that costs energy. And energy costs pollution. So, out of these two reasons, we are good advised, very good advised, to reduce our meat consumption.
Our sincere thanks go to Mr. Nikolai Fuchs for sharing his ideas on mitigating and adapting to climate change. May we all work together and adopt compassionate lifestyles to quickly overcome this most central challenge of our times. Thank you, fine viewers, for your kind company on today's episode of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your life be imbued with divine love and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/PE